Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Good morning, my neighbor.
Howdy, neighbor.
Hello, neighbor.
Greetings, neighbor.
I'm your next door neighbor.
Love thy neighbor.
I love you, neighbor.
Hey, neighbor. How are you doing?
It's National Neighbor Day.
Are you our new neighbors?
We're your new neighbors.
Yes. I'm your new neighbor.
Oh, my name is Greg.
Can we just give me a ticket and be done with that?
Happy National Neighbor Day.
Let's get this show started.
Let's do it, neighbor.
Yeah.
We should call our radio neighbors and say, hey, how's it going?
How you doing, neighbor?
On National Neighbor Day.
No, hi. Hi, no, it's us. Hello.
Maybe not. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 1971.
Right on.
It is 6:09. Ooh. It is Monday morning, and a big thank you to everybody who took part. Hopefully you did.
Yeah.
In the Susan G. Komen virtual More Than Pink Walk on Saturday in the fight against breast cancer. It was awesome. You and I were out at Green Valley Ranch.
It was awfully nice out there. Yeah, it was really nice. It really was. And, you know, all the volunteers they had working it and all that, you don't know how hard that is to do virtually.
Right.
Man alive. There were a lot of moving parts there, that's for sure.
And as you had said, they got out there early to test everything. And then they did everything, it didn't work. And they had to adjust.
Oh,
and they had to.
Yeah.
But it turned out great. Hopefully, if you pledged money or donated money, you'll follow through on that or do whatever you have to do.
Yes.
But now mark your calendar for Friday, this Friday, Paint Nevada Pink, where you wear pink wherever you go, at work, doing whatever.
Yes.
And make sure to make that breast cancer screening appointment within the next 12 months. You want to take the pledge. Just tap the free KKLZ app on your smartphone or go to 96.3kklz.com. All right, a little breezy today, but plenty of sunshine. High 90 today, 94 tomorrow, 77 now. Let's do it.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
This was the weirdest thing over the weekend. Hall of Famer Joe Montana stopped a kidnapping at his home. He and his wife were watching their 9-month-old granddaughter when some unknown woman, 39 years old, walked into their house, threw an unlocked door, snatched their grandchild from the playpen. He and his wife, you know, confronted the woman, basically tackled her, got their grandchild away from her. Kidnapper took off. Now, deputies happened to be in the area, so they were able to catch up with her and arrested her for kidnapping and burglary. This is so weird. Joe tweeted, thanks to everyone who's reached out. Scary situation, but thankful that everyone's okay. We appreciate respect for our privacy at this time, of course. Jeez, it's crazy.
How much would that freak you out in the middle of the day?
Jeez, people, yeah.
Just have somebody walk in.
I know, excuse me?
And I believe his wife was holding the kid.
Yes.
Or the kid was in the playpen, you said?
Well, in the playpen, yes.
Right.
But they basically got the kid out of that woman's arms. But yeah, lock your doors, people, lock your doors. LeBron James heading to the NBA Finals for the 10th time. Only 3 other players have made that many trips. Bill Russell, Sam Jones, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you are following basketball. And Bill Murray, we talked about this last week with his shirts. So Bill Murray's lawyers, they offered to settle their dispute with the Doobie Brothers by sending them free golf shirts.
Wow.
They said, we will happily upgrade your wardrobes and hopefully win each of you over as new fans of the brand. At least that's what this fool believes. Exactly.
This has been going back and forth for a couple of weeks, and it's been pretty funny.
It's been very, very funny. And I don't know if there is a true, you know, lawsuit or dispute going on. I think it was just kind of a, hey, you used this without our permission. Let's just talk, you know. So so good. They get those really ugly golf shirts now. That's great. Oh, my God. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union. Prioritizing people over profit.
Morning, I thought you'd like this. General Mills has a new Elf cereal based on the 2003 Christmas movie. It's coming out just in time for the holidays.
Perfect.
Have no idea what's in it, but here's Elf describing the four food groups they claim.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes,
candy corns.
Oh.
Syrup.
I don't know if I could eat a cereal with candy corn.
Yeah, here we go. Let me do this for you. There we go.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah. Oh, God, that feels weird. Doesn't that feel weird? Ooh, wow.
Holidays right around the corner.
Ooh, I know they are. Oh, and it's going to be 95 degrees.
Weren't we just talking about cereal last week?
Yeah.
And what you put in your cereal?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, because they're going back to the original recipe on a lot of the cereals. So
what's old is new again.
Oh, yes.
Except for the fact that General Mills thinking we could, for the holidays, make an Elf cereal.
Why not? Surprised it took this long.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that makes you want to hop on the computer, Morty, and buy a, what, 300 boxes worth?
Yeah. I mean, if it has the syrup on it, I can't buy it. But
but otherwise.
Otherwise.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm with everything else?
No, I'm not a fan of candy corn either.
Who is?
Yeah,
It looks nice.
It's cute to look at. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but, throw, but.
Just the butt of candies. It's just butt candy. It is.
That's what it is. It's
just
butt candy.
Butt candy. It really is.
General Mills evidently thinks that this might work, so we'll see.
I really don't know
if there's candy corn in it, but
they will.
Anything Elf related.
Yes, they'll sell it.
6:25, Mike and Carla Morning Show. We do have another dinner and a movie package to give away. Featuring a gift card from the Market Grill Cafe, Summerlin.
Yep.
We'll tell you how to win here in about 6-7 minutes from now. I don't know why Vin Diesel is putting out new music.
Neither do I.
Or he's debuting his new music.
Wow. Yeah.
But he did it on the Kelly Clarkson show, Morty.
Poor Kelly.
And this happened on Friday. The song is called Feel Like I Do. And this is Vin Diesel singing. Listen to this. Now, I wonder at what point he said to the producers, hey, doesn't the music seem a little loud? You can barely hear
and
me.
And they said, no, that's where we want it. That would be best.
So that's new music from Vin Diesel.
I like the music part. But
yeah, I know. The Vin part we can leave out.
It's called Feel Like I Do. I never heard that in there, but that's the name of the song.
Oh, gosh.
And then there's one more piece of music I want to play for you, Carla. This is, I'll just say this. If you can figure out who this artist is, we have that dinner and a movie.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
package
yeah.
to give away.
Okay.
From the Market Grill Cafe in Summerlin, $50 gift card. And then we have a movie to give away from Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. So identify this artist. Without saying it, maybe if you want to write it down, can you identify that artist? Do you know who it is, Morty?
I think I know who it is.
John, what about you?
No.
No clue?
I would buy this album, though, before Vin Diesel's.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Doesn't matter who it is.
I like it.
Okay.
I like it.
I'll tell you this. She is humongous.
Oh, huge. We play one of her songs.
Mm-hmm.
We play one of her songs.
And probably one of the biggest Christmas songs of all time.
Yeah.
She recorded an alt album back in the 90s.
Yeah.
I know who it is.
Play a smidge of that again.
Okay, here it is.
It sounds a little like... Go ahead. You know... Wow. You know what's funny... And Morty, you might agree. She sounds a tiny bit like Courtney Love.
Yeah.
Doesn't she?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
Wow.
For the dinner and a movie, identify this mystery artist.
Okay.
702-739-9636. The phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news, weather, and traffic and find a winner after that. We have another dinner and a movie package to give away. It's from the Market Grill Cafe out in Summerlin. The movie is Mighty Oak. That is from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard.
Yep.
So we have both to give away. All you have to do is identify this mystery artist. nobody can put their finger on it.
I know.
She is huge.
Yes.
And performs in Vegas or used to on a regular basis.
She sure did. Yeah, this is unusual for her. This is very unusual for her. But like you said, we do play one of her songs, and it's probably the biggest Christmas song out there.
Okay. If you can identify that artist by name, 702-739-9636, the dinner and a movie is yours.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Helps inspire me for the day.
The best mornings every day.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
At home, at work, or even in the car, you can always enjoy the best variety of hits from the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show, 709. Monday morning. Boy, we are stumping people. Here's the audio we've been playing for you. All you have to do is identify this artist. Now, keep in mind, this was put out back in the 90s.
Yeah.
This is not her normal style of music.
Not at all.
But we're looking for the name of the artist, and I believe, who is it on the phone? Is it Sarah?
Sarah, yeah.
Sarah, who is it?
I'm just guessing. I think it's Mariah Carey by your clue.
Yeah! There you go. Right on.
And Carla, you said you would actually buy that album if they put it out.
Yes, I would.
Sounds a lot better than what I hear on the radio.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of hers either. So
I'm not a fan at all.
Who did you say it reminded you of?
Courtney Love, a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't it?
I thought so, too.
Yes.
All right. Well, you got the dinner and a movie, a $50 gift card to Market Grill Cafe Summerlin, and the movie from Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, Mighty Oak. It's all from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So, Sarah, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick everything up. And thank you for listening to Mike and Carla.
Thank you.
You said it reminded you of Courtney.
Yeah.
Courtney Love and Hole.
Yeah. Let me do something here.
Can you find some?
Yeah, I've got some. Here we go. Let me see here. A little rocking, but yeah, the voice sounds a lot like hers. Singing alternative, right?
Yeah. All right, so that's
I know.
That's Courtney Love. This is Mariah Carey.
Okay. Right.
Ooh.
I'm telling you,
like real close.
I know.
It almost makes you wonder if they told her, because Courtney Love was big at that time.
Yes, she was.
Sing like Courtney.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of wondering. Right?
That's wild.
Oh, my gosh.
That's wild. All right, well.
Oh, my gosh. Wow, okay.
Comparing Mariah Carey to Courtney Love.
Who
never
knew,
thought that
right?
would happen.
I know.
Never.
Who knew? Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
All right.
That is
sunshine
too funny.
Today. Going to be breezy. High in the low 90s today. Tomorrow, 77. Now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the company that's it's called Yandy, and they make those sexy Halloween costumes, the pop culture Halloween costumes. Well, this year they've already released sexy Tiger King. This is hilarious. Sexy TikTok is getting banned costumes, but they say yes, they are drawing the line. They are not doing a sexy COVID costume. Apparently people have requested this. He said, I just don't think there's anything sexy about COVID.
No.
So we're not doing that one.
You'll or have naughty to, for that
yes,
matter.
Exactly. You're going to have to do that one yourself, I guess. The average person says it takes about 90 minutes before they really feel awake. Monday's the hardest, of course, to get motivated. Now, the top things that help wake us up, apparently, I think we all know this, drinking coffee, brushing your teeth, taking a shower, and just a little bit lower on the list, listening to music. So crank it up.
Yeah.
Crank it up when we're playing Mariah.
Alexa!
Alt Mariah. That's right.
Volume 11.
That's right. Exactly.
Maybe that helps.
And if you want a Tesla, I know they're expensive, but Elon Musk says by 2023, there will be a $25,000 Tesla available.
Oh.
So I know. I'll believe it when I see it. So not the Tesla, just that we make it to 2023. Oh. Really? Okay, I'll wait around, Elon.
Because if we make it that far, that's what we're going to need?
Yes, that's right. A Tesla. By then, there will probably be plugs everywhere for those things, mm-hmm. too. It's only a couple, 3 years down the road. Well, two, really. We're almost done with this one.
Yeah.
So it is Monday. A few things you should know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
Go ahead, Carla. Read the text, and we want to see how other people feel about this.
Or
maybe you're in the situation.
Yeah, somebody basically asked me, have you seen Enola Holmes? And I said, you know, well, what was it about? And he said, it's a Netflix movie, and it's obviously made for a 10-year-old girl. But he said, I watched it, and I loved it. And apparently it centers on the teenage sister of Sherlock Holmes. I think Jeff mentioned this a while ago.
Huh.
But he said, my wife hasn't stopped making fun of me since I watched it, but I don't really care.
It's a movie, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it's a movie that was clearly made for kids and probably, you know, young girls.
Right.
But he said it was great. He said, and I was kind of wondering if anyone has seen it. I have not seen it, first of all. But and if anybody has watched something that was clearly not made for them to watch or that you would normally, you know, watch. And Morty, I had mentioned, and I talked about this on Facebook Live a while ago, The Kissing Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you seen that?
I've seen the first one.
Okay.
I know there's a second, right?
Okay, there is a second one, but you did watch the first one.
Yeah.
Did you hate it?
No, it was entertaining.
It's such a fun movie.
Yeah.
And I watched it. Oh, you would love it, Mike. I
really?
Already know you would. Oh, you would totally love it.
Okay.
Yes, you would. It's just a fun movie. But yeah, I see. I know how he feels because people made fun of me because I watched The Kissing Booth. It's like you have to watch the movie.
Okay.
To understand. You have to have the mind of a 16-year-old girl to understand it. Like,
is there anybody else out there listening this morning that is in that situation? Maybe you watched something that really wasn't specific for you or your demo.
No, Bill, I have not seen Enola Holmes, and I'm going to watch it now.
Got caught.
I'm going to watch it, yes.
And you're eating popcorn going, it's not bad.
What? Stop it. Yeah, come on, sit down, man.
When your wife walks in.
Sit down. Yeah, and I know there are movies made. There were a lot of them out there on Netflix, too, this year, just like that, made for pretty much teens. I think because they were inside a lot.
Yeah.
And all of that, and I watched probably a half dozen of them.
There's a movie on Netflix that's a girl who sings with a phantom band.
Okay.
And the band only can be seen by people when they're playing on stage with her.
Right on.
Totally meant for teenagers.
What
and I
is
watched it. I think it's called like Julie and the Phantoms or something like that.
I love it.
And I watched it, and it was entertaining. I liked it.
Okay.
And guess what? There's going to be a second one.
Yes!
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3
KKLC.
So we got this text from a guy saying he got busted watching a show.
Yeah.
That was basically meant for teenagers.
Right.
But he watched it, liked it, wife busted him. Now he's, you know, he's like, oh, well.
Yeah, sorry.
Is that wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
called Enola Holmes, and apparently it's pretty popular. Barbara said, I watched it last night. I loved it. Great movie. You guys should watch it. So now I have to watch it. One of our listeners wrote, Morty, yes, it is Julie and the Phantoms, and it's great.
It's about a girl who's like a lead singer for a band nobody can see.
Is that it?
Well, yeah, it's a band that backs her up, but they're all dead.
Okay.
Oh.
And so they only can be seen when they're playing.
Oh, that's
why they're the Phantoms.
Okay.
Can the audience see them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So only one. Okay, I got it.
Other than that, no one else can see them.
It's like,
except for her.
Okay, got it. Okay, that's cool.
The girl's just up on stage rocking, and there's nobody else up there anybody could see.
I fell upon this movie. One of our listeners, Bob, wrote in and said, the last summer, it was great. It just, maybe it makes me think about when I was younger.
Right.
You know, and those times. I watched the last summer. It was pretty good. That was the one. I think it's out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty good.
I will admit, when I could get home early,
yeah,
like years ago, and when it was on,
uh-huh,
I would watch The Muppet Show.
Oh, yeah.
Only because I thought the jokes were made for adults more than kids.
A lot of things, yeah.
And the two old guys up in the balcony, they used to crack me up.
They're still funny. Mm-hmm. They're still hilarious.
I had somebody really coming over. They go, hilarious. What are you watching? I go, I'm watching the Muppet Show.
Yeah. What, yeah. dude? Yeah.
I said, I'm watching it for drops. I'm trying to get some drops for the show. So.
I had to write all these down because See You Yesterday, Carrie Ann said that it's a teen movie with time travel in it. So, okay. Hmm. All right. And then The Umbrella Academy, which I know you watched, Morty. And she said, I was watching it. My husband thought I was nuts for watching it, but it's really, really good.
I bet you her husband got really into it.
Yeah, maybe so. Possibly. And Banana Split, which I have not heard of.
I've never heard of it.
I have to look that one
cartoon?
Up, though.
Yeah,
no, it's a movie. Yeah, no, it's not the old, but no, it's a new Banana Split.
Splits.
A movie, a teen movie.
All right.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Oh, my God. Hmm. Okay.
The Kissing Booth.
We discussed that. We discussed that. I think that's, I got a couple of those, by the way. And I think that was, I truly think that was one of the most popular Netflix movies of the summer.
You know what? I have no shame. I'm watching Cobra Kai.
Well, that's
well, you shouldn't be ashamed of watching that.
Well, according to Morgan.
I am ashamed.
I don't know if that's mostly for kids, though, because that's so our era, you know?
Right.
That's so our era. I don't know if kids who are watching it
probably isn't. I'm just ashamed to admit
well,
I'm watching it.
Well, then there's that as well. That's the whole other subject, yes.
So if you want to text or call in, we'd love to hear from you. Jeff's on the phone. Jeff, what's up?
You know what? I'm just calling right now to let you know that if Mike runs for governor, I will vote for him.
Oh, well, there you go.
There's one vote.
There you
guaranteed.
Go.
You'll have more than one. You will be the new governor.
Will be the new governor.
Did you mention a platform by watching
I don't need a platform,
Muppet
Carla.
Show or something?
With you by his side, that's all he needs.
My lieutenant governor.
You think I'm going to let him beat me for governor?
Definitely. Carla, with you by his side, you can run this state no problem.
We haven't had a female governor in this state.
No way. I'm from California. You've not had a female governor. No way.
No, we have not.
Well, I look forward to you being our governor.
Okay. Well,
thank
there's
you,
your pick.
Friend.
There's
yes.
your pick.
Well, you have a great day, you two.
Yeah, we couldn't run against each other for governor.
I know.
We'd have to figure out the ticket because if that happened, then you'd start hearing these ads.
If you've listened to the Mike and Carla Morning Show, I'm sure you wonder as I do, what does Carla really stand for? What does Carla care about? More playgrounds for kids?
No!
How about free ice cream?
No! I don't!
A better citywide transit system?
No!
How compassionate was she when a close friend asked to borrow a couple of bucks?
Vons is hiring.
Carla Rae, do you really know who she is?
That's okay. That's okay, guys.
I'm Mike O'Brien, and I approve this message.
Oh, for the love of God.
See, you'd start hearing those political ads.
I see. Okay. All right.
We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that to the people.
No, I think we already did. Jeez.
Cheap trick.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Cheap bastards.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
At home, at work, or even in the car, you can always count on the best variety of hits from the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show. 8:09. Our good friend is Carl's on the phone. Carl, what's up?
I want to talk to Carla.
Oh. Yes, Carl. I'm right here.
Okay. When I was watching the games yesterday, I saw the Lions leading at halftime. I said, oh, no, they're going to go 0-3.
Me too, Carl.
But
me
they pulled
too.
It out. They were losing in the fourth quarter, but they had a chance to win, but usually they fall flat.
Tell me about it. I really thought we'd keep our perfect loss record, but...
right. Keep it intact.
That's right. Nope. We pulled it out this time, Carl.
Who would have guessed?
I know.
That's 1-2 in the third game of the season.
Yeah.
There goes our Super Bowl.
Yeah, right?
He's already looking forward to the Super Bowl.
We're generally out early.
That way there's no wasted excitement or anticipation.
Yeah, I can get my Lions gear now.
Halfway through the season, it's 50% off.
Right, the third game.
Carl, who's your team?
Anybody that beats is Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, there you go.
That's a true American right there.
I love it.
All right, Carl, you have a great day.
Thanks, Carl.
Looked pretty good yesterday.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call.
Raiders, our Las Vegas Raiders, of course, lost.
They
got beat by the Pats 36-20. They play the Bills on Sunday back home at the Big Roomba, so we'll see how that pans out. Otherwise, my Bears, look at them, 3-0.
I know it.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, what do you think of that one, Carl?
No, he he's done.
Oh, boy.
All right. Sunshine breezy today. High 90, 94 the high tomorrow, and plenty of sunshine. Love it. It's nice now. It's about 77 outside right now.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, in addition to all the other health issues that he's dealt with this year, minor heart attack, torn butt muscle, Queen's guitarist Brian May almost died of, quote, stomach explosion.
What?
Yeah, because of a lot of the meds that he had to take after his heart issue, meds that he was on because he had that torn butt muscle.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Stomach explosion. The meds, sometimes meds don't work well together, and yeah, but he's
fine.
See,
I just want to go a traditional way.
Yeah.
But well, but if you, like, you know, well, his stomach exploded.
Yeah.
What?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, but he's all right, thank God. But, yeah, I know.
Or a vending machine falling on me.
Yes, the traditional way.
Something right. like that.
He was trying to get the Lorna Dunes out of there.
Well, he was doing something he loved, so.
Boy, in addition to the 5,700 socially distanced fans, the Denver Broncos now have cutouts of the entire town of South Park in their stadium. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny when they showed it.
It was great. It was
and
great.
And they all had their masks on.
Yep, they did. Matter of fact, that is it Wednesday night. That, I don't know, that it's a very special South Park, but it kicks off the, 21st or 24th season of South Park, an hour-long special, and it's dealing with the coronavirus. And the trailer looks pretty funny.
It does.
Oh, man. James Cameron says Avatar 2 is finished. Avatar 3, 95% done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. When is that asteroid coming back? Maybe try harder.
In time.
Oh, my Lord. If you haven't, plunged through the original Avatar,
That'll keep you busy, Carla.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Did he do the world a solid painful. And at least cut off like an hour and a half of the movie?
Well, that would be nice, really. How about do the world a solid and don't release the next two? How about that, James?
Yeah, cut all of it.
Wow. Yeah, you know
I don't know if you could tell, we're not big fans of that movie.
No, not at all. Not at
or
all.
Or clearly it's now just, the franchise.
Yeah. I remember leaving and I felt like Elaine in Seinfeld. I didn't like Avatar, okay?
What?
I didn't like it. Yeah. Get out. No, I didn't like it, okay? I'm sorry. That is my take for now, sponsored by Silver State Schools Credit Union, prioritizing people over profit.
Carla, we have Russ Smethers on the phone.
Morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Russ.
And a happy Monday to you. You know, there's only one reason why we would call you. Russ, you were one of the listeners that got through to play a round of Say It and Win, qualify for that grand prize package.
Well, guess what? You are the grand prize winner.
No way.
Yes way.
Oh, my gosh. Yay!
This is an awesome grand prize package. 3-day, 2-night stay with the new Timber and Tin Vacation Rental, guided tour of Peekaboo from Coral Cliffs Tours, and dinner for four at Houston's in beautiful Kanab, all courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism.
What a way to start a Monday. Oh, I love me my Kanab.
Yes, I know how cool that is.
It's awesome there, and you are going to enjoy it with your family.
Thank you, guys. This is so awesome. Oh, wow.
Russ, hang on the line. We're going to tell you how to pick up everything, and thank you for listening to Mike and Carla.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Boy, just when you thought it was going to be great, it turns out awful.
Oh, no.
Cops in Ohio broke up a fight outside a house earlier in the month between a couple of drunk women.
Oh.
One of whom was naked. So the cops go inside to talk to who's ever there. It's a guy.
Yeah.
I guess he's just watching TV while these two women are out duking it out.
Oh, okay. Well, I would be too. Sorry, you ladies, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know what the fight is about. This could be so cool, but it's not now.
Yeah, is that what you're thinking?
I don't know. I mean, at least one of you is naked.
Oh, man.
That might not even be good. Well, it turns out he has felony warrants out for him.
Oh, way to go. Thanks a lot, ladies.
So he's been arrested.
Jeez.
I'm just sitting in here watching TV.
They were the ones who started fighting. It wasn't me.
Minding my own business.
Trying to hide out. good.
We've talked about this before. You got to be, you know, when you're on the Zoom, you just have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
A congressman in Argentina, Carla, he's resigned now because in disgrace after he was seen kissing his girlfriend's bare breast during during a remote session.
Well,
didn't realize the entire thing was broadcast live on YouTube.
Well, okay. Does he have a wife, too?
I don't know.
Okay. Then I could see that's a problem, but whatever.
I think at this point it doesn't matter.
Does that matter in Brazil, though? I'm just wondering, doesn't anything go in Brazil?
See, I didn't think the entire thing was being broadcast live. Just a portion of it.
My girlfriend, by the way.
Yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
So.
Yeah, be careful, people. I don't know what to say about these Zoom things anymore. But this, Morty, Washington, D.C. guy, he had to finally post a sign outside of his house that says, "This is not a Buffalo Wild Wings." Apparently, he has the same address as a Buffalo Wild Wings, except he's southwest and they're southeast.
Oh.
But he said, "We get a minimum of 10 to 12 doorbell rings a night from delivery drivers banging on the door." It's like, well, this is the address. But he said it's not. It's the other side of town.
Do they not know? Notice there's no signs or anything?
I know, exactly. What is it, just a house cranking out Buffalo Wild Wings? Yeah. Okay, whatever. And listen to this.
So,
Utah, I know. Guy in Utah County man. He stole a truck from 7-Eleven because he just needed it to, quote, rendezvous with aliens. He said Bryce returned the truck after cops caught up with him. He said, "I just needed to get over to that flight with the alien diplomats."
Yeah.
He said, I needed to talk to them. Well, he was still charged with vehicle theft and three counts of attempted escape because he tried to run after. I had to see the aliens. So.
And I brought the truck back.
You know what? Yeah. And I know he was truthful, but it's still a good excuse. It really is. So, ladies, if those don't work, then try the aliens. Why not? It's Monday. Your other news.
Feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call
Something Good.
We do it at the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your day off on a positive note. Animal lovers, listen up out of Philadelphia. 30-pound lasagna is a cat. I know that. No, it's a cat, Morty.
Yeah.
What?
Wound up in, the animal control in Philadelphia. Nobody would adopt lasagna. Because, you know, she was overweight. Lasagna's a girl's name, by the way. She was very overweight. But finally, after quite some time, Lasagna has now been adopted.
Yay.
Now, yes. Now, the family has, they're going to place Lasagna on a little diet, and which she needs. She can't be that overweight. Now, the people from Stouffer's heard about it, and they're going to send the family several cases of their lasagna. So that'll keep them going.
It's a win-win.
None for Lasagna the cat, though. She's
all
on
right.
a pretty strict diet, but she was finally adopted after several months in a shelter. So good for you, Lasagna.
Lasagna. Here, Lasagna.
Yes. No. Honey, you can't have any more treats.
No, that's not lasagna, I don't think.
No more treats.
Here's more lasagna.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, no more. Nope.
Well, that's a good story.
You can't, it is.
You don't hear good stories about cats.
No, you don't. And no. She's really sweet. I was watching the video. She's very, very sweet.
Anytime you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Better yet, if you have a local feel-good story, like about a cat named Lasagna, well, just call us, 702-739-9636.
I was going to say Morty's going, oh, that's so cute, 30 pounds.
Yeah.
That's so cute, an animal that's 30 pounds.
Wow.
I could only wish.
Getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the remainder of the midday, recapping the show. New music from Vin Diesel. Who would have guessed?
Who would have?
He debuted his new record on Kelly Clarkson's show.
Yeah.
So
sure
if there's
did.
Any reason to go the opposite way, Morty. And Mariah Carey.
Yeah.
This slipped out. Her attempt at doing some alt music, which actually thumbs up from a lot of people.
Yeah, it was back in the 90s. I hope she releases it.
Yeah.
What have you been busted watching that maybe you might be a little embarrassed about?
Yeah, kissing booth. Everybody watch it. It's good.
Kissing booth.
It's good. Watch it, Mike and Jody.
All right.
Watch it.
And congratulations, Russ Methers. He is the grand prize winner. Say it and win that family of four getaway to Kanab, Utah, courtesy of the Kane County Office of Tourism. Listen, do have a great day. We're going to be back tomorrow, so be careful, be safe, and of course, as we always say, be kind to each other.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.